Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Welcome to the very, very first Which Way Is Up radio show. It is attached to the actual Which Way Is Up group in Facebook. I am the host. My name is Brian West. And yes, I am the creator of Which Way Is Up. And let me just go ahead and explain the title of the group and of the show, which is Which Way Is Up. I decided to create the group as an anagram. You know, it's as is above is below. So it's like, which way is up? You know, because really, as a people, okay, in history, you know, we do have a Yes. Sorry about that. You know, having technical difficulties. So now we're finally in. We're in the group A. We do have a caller. So let's see who this is. Welcome to Which Way's Up Radio. Please state your name and where you're from. Oh, it's another person. Which Way's Up Radio. Here we go.
Radio.
We are live.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Which Way's Up Radio. Please say where are you from?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And who is this?
Angela Martin.
Angela Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah, so Angela, and I'm having technical difficulties, so thank you for calling in. So I see that you are part of the Which Way Is Up group.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, awesome. So yeah, hey, you mind if I just interview you for a little bit? Oh yes. I don't know if you're listening in before, but we had explaining just the vision of the group, and pretty much what it is just an anagram of as is above is below, and a lot of things were, you know, as Black people going throughout history. Okay, I say a 6,000-year conspiracy, but you know, going from slavery and all that good stuff is we're trying to find which way is up. You know, or over yonder, or we're trying to get there, wherever there is. So let me ask you. So, do you feel that there's any type of any type of religion that can actually be put into this, therefore it can point us into the right direction? Or what do you think, what can be used to point us in the right direction?
Religion? No.
Why do you say that?
Common ground, just common ground, that we are black people, period. It's time to move.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, on the move. That's awesome. So so here, why don't you tell us a little bit. So here, I'm just going to just go a little bit about myself. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Okay.
No, what I affiliate, I'm just by myself. I really don't affiliate with Christianity or affiliate with Muslim or any other religion, because all of it, because I'm all of it and all of it is me, you know. So I just take it as a personal stance, you know. Hey, you want to know what I believe?
Mm-hmm.
No, I just believe in myself, okay? So so what do you believe in?
Oh, wow. Okay. I believe in me. That's it. I've been there,
done that.
Christianity, Islam, Nation of Islam, 5%.
Really?
You know. Yes, yes, yes. Many moons ago.
Really? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So what did you learn from those disciplines?
Basically, Christianity really didn't have a discipline. It was just, I do whatever I want to. I ask for forgiveness, therefore it is. So, that was not for me. I'd have to say, though, that the Nation of Islam did have better discipline than most I've seen, as far as the fruit of Islam or whatever. But I had discrepancies with what they believe in as far as Farah Muhammad, and that's a whole nother conversation.
That's awesome. Hey, I do have another caller on there, 903-530. Please speak up if you're online. 903-530-7943.
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Yes,
Jasmine,
this is Jasmine.
Ah. Hey. What's going on, sister?
Jasmine, yes, welcome. Jasmine, where are you calling from? You don't have to call. Give me a state. Just give me a state.
I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awesome,
mm-hmm.
Jasmine. So where are you originally from, Jasmine?
I am originally from Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I heard a birdie on the street told me that on those newly wedded people.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is there like a difference now, you know?
What
is there a difference,
the difference?
Being single to being married? Is there any difference? Do you see there?
No, because we've been together so long, so not really.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. And, we'll give a shout-out to Jasmine and her new husband. Real quick, Jasmine, you mind if I just ask you a few questions? And maybe Angela might be able to chime in on this as well. So,
okay.
All right. All right, just like I prefaced with Angela, okay, hey, we're trying to go, you know, us black people, okay, I say this is a 1,000-year conspiracy, okay, we're trying
mm-hmm.
to get there or trying to get over yonder or trying to get to the next level. So as a people, okay, or as a collective, okay, do you think religion is that it, or do you think it's something else?
No, religion just divides us. It just further divides us.
Explain.
Oh, well, because, you know, anytime arguing about something, it's about religion. That's our main focus. We don't argue about trying to fight white supremacy or nothing like that. My focus is always religion. That's what we're always into a argument about. So it's kind of like a distraction.
Oh, good.
And to me, it's like a divide and conquer tactic.
Who's doing
so
most
we can
of the
take
arguing?
Our attention, huh?
Who's doing
said,
most
who?
Of the arguing?
Most of the arguing?
Uh-huh.
I have to say
let's be real.
Hebrew.
I'm gonna be nice.
Okay.
Is it no?
To me,
I'm talking about gender.
Oh, gender. It's the men.
Mm-hmm.
It's the men.
Why
it's the men.
As a man,
yeah, it's
okay,
the men.
I'm just saying it's been such a division with queens for a long time over silly stuff. And apparently y'all have taken the reins.
Indeed,
all
yes,
that
yes, I
is
do.
Unnecessary. Is absolutely
indeed.
Unnecessary. So it's time for the queen mothers to get it together. Yes,
hey, Angela, just hold that thought real quick, sweetie.
Okay.
Hey, we have another caller, 864. 864, please state your name and where you're calling from. Please state.
Hey, my name is Ikra Neve. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. Welcome. Hey, what's going on, brother? Man, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, this is Which Way Is Up? Show. Here, I just want to just ask you a question. We have Jasmine on the line and Angela on the line. So I want y'all to chime in on this one, but I just asked them this question, so I'm going to preface you this question as well. All right. So as black people, as a collective, okay, we're trying to get there or get over yonder. Okay. So in your opinion, okay, what do you think will actually get us there, and do you think religion is that vehicle to get us there?
No. I don't think it.
Why do you say that?
I don't think it has been. I feel like we've invested a lot of time into religion, and not only one aspect of religion, but various forms of religion. Even with, you know, saying something about to the degree of our time, and we know our time is money because I know my grandmother, my mother, even I myself when I was younger participated in various anniversaries and concerts and things of that nature, going on the road, just singing. And you know, not receiving any type of money or anything of that nature. And also, like I said, giving your money in tithes or either just basic collecting. Love offerings, it's a lot that people give to the actual church, but then to get that reciprocated back to them, it doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So I think the thing is with us as black people, is before we had religion, and this is why it is important in us advancing and going forward that we have connection to our roots, because scientifically,
yes,
no tree could grow forward and be productive in the now going forward if it's not properly connected to its roots. You know, so as we look at ourselves in connection to our African ancestors, when we look at that, we look at the way that they perceive nature, and it wasn't where it was some type of mystical thing outside of themselves. We looked at nature as being, you know, the divine principles, the things, the intrinsic forces of nature, just as we're made up of water, just as we're made up of air, just as we're made up of carbon. We're made up of all of these elements. And with our ancestors, we didn't just say, oh, Jesus paid it all and all because Jesus made it. We had a more realistic view. We gave praises to the air, to the different elements of ourselves, to the happy side of life, to the good side. And also we gave, not saying that we paid homage, but we notated that there was a evil or a less worthy side in life as well. So I see what we're going through now is basically a pan. This is what we call Mahat, you know, balancing everything and restoring it. You know, This is what we're going through right now in order to, you know, make us better for tomorrow, because we're having to go through all of this stuff that we see getting shot down, and then our black people are still doing some of the silliest stuff in the world. So, you know, all of this stuff is encouraging us to put our thinking caps on, to start developing culture, to start, you know, up in the ante on getting our pro-black on.
Oh, that's good. That's great stuff. Great stuff. Here, I'm going to just transition this over to the ladies real quick. All right, ladies, okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you, okay, we got a good strong brother right here. Okay.
Okay.
Y'all last comment says, or at least Angela's last comment was, it was more towards the men, right?
Yeah.
Towards the men while we were kind of, while things went down, okay. How? Okay.
How what?
And then this brother on the phone, I want you to do some follow up with your comments or with both your comments. Go ahead.
How what?
Okay.
Oh, well.
About
Angela,
I mean, what I'm just saying. What I see is a lot of ego right now. Ego for men arguing about religion. That's what. What are you talking about?
So pretty much, all right, we're in the condition because of men are arguing about their religion, not really the...
No, I'm not saying we're in the condition. No. Hold on.
Okay,
we're not making any progress because that's where the focus is right now. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
I'm not
going to
say y'all
are
the reason why, because it ain't like the women have fell off either, so don't try to put words in my mouth. Brian West. Thank you.
If I can add on right there, I will agree though that being men are supposed to be in leadership roles and you know, showing masculine developmental skills of initiating, you know, going out to go get, you know, this is what us as men are supposed to be doing, and definitely looking at how the woman, you know, within nature, she supports us, she holds us up, you know, and, you know, you see a lot of men not really being respectful to that nowadays, even in leadership roles, you know, and that's what everybody's talking about is very important, because even when you have power in the hand of certain men, we have to be developed on the inside in order to handle this power, and going forward in order to be able to create nations. You understand?
Okay.
That's what we, you know, a lot of men are showing feminine traits, feminine qualities, you know, while being in certain roles in leadership. You know what I'm saying?
Who's your primary teacher, though? Who's your primary teacher? Because y'all want to take that leadership role. Who is your primary teacher when you first are born?
Yeah, your mother.
Exactly, and that's who nobody's listening to anymore.
Okay, well, here, let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna hit all three of y'all real quick, and then after that, I want you to explain. So, Jasmine, I'm gonna start with you. Okay, so, brother, he talked about building nations, right? Okay, so one way to build a nation. Okay, I know that we're gonna be running out of time because, you know, this is a passionate subject. Okay, so Jasmine, okay, do you believe in, you know, you're newly married, okay, do you believe in any type of polygamy or polyandry or anything like that to build a nation?
No. I don't believe in none of that. I mean, it don't take that to build a nation.
Oh, shit.
It don't take
okay.
that to build a nation. I think that's just some people trying to live their fantasy with that. You know, it worked for some people, but not for me. It ain't working for me.
All right, so you're 100% completely against it. So, all right, let's say, like, all right, your husband said, hey, let's bring another man in here, okay, right? So you'll be against polyandry.
Well, yeah, because then I'm just going to think he's a homosexual. So,
yes, dear.
If he.
All right, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
It won't work for me.
All right. Angela, okay. So, do you believe in polygamy or polyandry?
No, sir. Bye.
Explain.
Hold on.
For nation building or anything like that, or?
No, I do not.
Explain, please.
Oh, my goodness. That's too much going on. That's just too much going on. And the thing is, I think some people have taken this polygamy, polyandry thing way out of context. In other words, what did I read the other day about polygamy? Basically, when a soldier goes out and his wife is left at home, in a lot of African cultures, the brother would take the wife on as another woman in the house because her husband got killed, not because he wants all these extra women. He just took the responsibility of taking care of her because.
Okay, that's also written in the Bible as well. Okay, and in the Quran. Okay, so,
all right.
So, do you agree with it in that retrospect?
Being in America? Nah.
Okay. So
I was still living in the village, and you know, it wasn't my responsibility to be out there trying to make some money or whatever. I don't think that would bother me as much.
Okay.
I don't want to be your wife. I just need you to help me out. I don't want to be your wife. I don't want to be your second wife, third wife, none of that. It's just my husband, your brother got killed. Okay, look, I need to move in the house with y'all until I can get me together, period. Not being your second wife. I don't do no. Duality, that's it. I don't agree.
Indeed. My brother. Okay, go on ahead. Sure, same question to you. Do you believe in polygamy or polyandry in any form or for nation building or for you just to just build up or as a business, entrepreneurship or anything like that? Go ahead.
Most definitely, I don't believe in it. I definitely know that it's productive. And, you know, it definitely provides and promotes responsibility and duty to even the husband or the king, that is to be facilitating the role as a husband to, you know, 2 to 3 women. And just to say, if that polygamous relationship doesn't go anywhere and that guy does happen to be, you know, just a bachelor, as we'll call it, you definitely would be probably looking at a more capable man, period, more or less than what you see now. So I do definitely look at that as being a manufacturing tool, basically, even in looking at how we're producing children, how today
right. You
have one mother trying to work a job while trying to take the child here, do this, do that, and being this, while we're talking and discussing about this, now I'm definitely definitely up in the air for polygamy, but I'm not so much up in the air about polyandry.
Right.
And the reason being because when you look at the rate of production, because that should be a main tool, that if I am a capable man, responsible, able, and initiating, going out there doing things, being able to provide for 1, 2, 3 women, being able to, have a culture of manners, of respect, of guidelines, of standards, we are going to begin raising children within that same thing, because I have family members that, you know, have this way of life. So it is about quality, You know what I'm saying? This is what you're going to be producing, quality of children, you know, because now you have three mothers that probably would reprimand a child for doing something. Or now, more or less than me getting in trouble one time, I'm thinking about three mothers. So I definitely do think and see the importance of quality, especially in these times where people are absolutely, you're in a place where they're exercising, and where the children are seeing men marrying men and women marrying
right.
women. And we definitely do know that that's a non-productive way of life, you know, as far as nation building, being productive. So definitely I don't mind exercising and seeing, you know what I'm saying, looking at how and it's not for everybody. I can and will say that, you know, men and women both. But I don't want to spit, because a lot of people, you know, they say, well, oh, don't spit on the homosexuals, or, you know, don't down talk. And I really don't waste my time, you know, just going around down talking homosexuals. But at the same time, and this, I won't just down talk a thing like this, because I have seen it be productive, you know.
Indeed. We just need to be open. So real quick, all right. Yeah, I'm going to hit these last thoughts because we're going to close on up. All right, all guys, 2 minutes left. So, hey, Jasmine, here, let me ask you this. Okay, first caller, man, I appreciate it. Love you forever for it. So what do you want to see the show cover? You know, like you have, like, any type of vision, you know, because it is, you know, a show for you. And I just want to make sure that, hey, we're hitting these topics. So go ahead, Jasmine.
I wanted to cover ways to actively move us through the oppression and to overcome the oppression. And to, you know, just actively get things done instead of just having discussion. You know, we can do something with building group economics or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I got a minute left. Got to hit two more people. All right, Angela, real quick, 20 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Hurry up, 20 seconds.
Really? I don't know.
What would you like to see the show hit?
I mean, what kind of black businesses are out there that we can support? Like, we need to really support each other everywhere.
All right, so you want to see a more support and information type?
Yes.
All right. All right, my brother. Okay, what type of show, you know, are you looking forward to?
Within this show, where you guys, not only in this show but other shows like yours, could get definitely reach out to each other and provide more of a platform, you know, especially of black media, you know, even having certain maybe a retreat or some type of personal gathering. You know, something, you know, kind of face-to-face type of thing.
Hey, I got 10 seconds. All right, y'all. Hey, this has been the show. Hey, thank you. Which way is up here? I will see you in the group. All right. Brian West, signing off.